This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Beginning today, a study aimed at finding out if it's okay to mix and match COVID-19 vaccines. The vaccines being rolled out now require two doses, and people are supposed to get two shots of the same kind, weeks apart. Well, this morning, the British are beginning a study to see if it's okay if you get a different brand for the second shot, if the kind you originally got isn't available. The House votes on what to do about controversial Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene today.
A showdown vote is expected today in the House of Representatives on whether Republican Georgia freshman Marjorie Taylor Greene should be removed from her committees for her promotion and embrace of racist and violent views and outlandish conspiracy theories. House Republicans gathered for several hours Wednesday to discuss both Greene and Representative Liz Cheney, the number three House Republican who voted to impeach then-President Donald Trump. Afterwards, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters,
"There are differences. People were able to focus. The most important part that came out of this conference was where our focus is at."
The House showdown comes less than a week before the Senate opens its impeachment trial of Trump. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House Republicans have voted to keep Congresswoman Cheney as their number three leader. Those at the National Prayer Breakfast expect to hear from President Biden this morning.
Biden campaigned for the White House as someone who could unify Americans. The breakfast will give him the chance to talk about his vision of faith. This year's breakfast will be virtual because of the coronavirus. Delaware Senator Chris Coons, an honorary co-chair of the event, suggests that Biden will appear via taped remarks. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Pressure building on the Super Bowl-bound Kansas City Chiefs to end the tradition of fans breaking into a war chant with a chopping hand motion. Native American groups are protesting. This is AP News. Prosecutors in Wisconsin won a new arrest warrant for the teen out on bond charged with killing two protesters last summer. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Now 18 years old, Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of failing to tell the court he changed his address in Illinois. So Kenosha County prosecutors want him back in custody. But his lawyer says the teen moved to a safe house after receiving threats. Rittenhouse says it was self-defense when he shot three protesters in August, killing two during protests over the shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Conservatives rallied around Rittenhouse, raising his $2 million bond, while gun control advocates question why a 17-year-old boy was walking around with an assault-style weapon. Last month, prosecutors alleged Rittenhouse was photographed drinking with others at a bar in Wisconsin, posing with a hand gesture used by white supremacists. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.